You are listening to the weekly podcast of Journey Christian Church, located on 441 1 Mile North of Maitland Boulevard, 1965 South Orange Blossom Trail in Apopka, Florida. Our website, journeychristian.com. In this message today from Student Ministries Pastor Eddie Smith, we will explore the question that Jesus asked Peter, "Who do you say that I am?" We will learn that Jesus challenges all of us to ask the same question. Today, we will find out that there is truly power in a question. Our scripture text comes from Matthew chapter 16, starting in verse 15. Today's message is entitled, "The Power of a Question."
So as you know, man, graduating seniors, they are asking a lot of questions right now. This is just a season where the school year is ending, and whether you have students that are going into middle school or going into high school or maybe going to school for the first time or going into college, whatever, they are asking a lot of questions like this. What will I do from here? What will next year look like? Where will I go? Who will make me dinner? Or who will buy me dinner, right? This one was true for my roommate. How do I do laundry? I literally remember my roommate, Alec, calling up his mom going, "Mom, how do I do laundry?" In all seriousness, this is a season of a student's life where they're asking a lot of questions. And the questions that they ask will shape them and form them. But what I've seen in student ministry, especially with older high schoolers, is that students ask some big questions. They're asking some really big questions, like, who am I? Who do I want to become? What do I want to do with my life? What do I believe? How can I make a difference? And these are questions that honestly we probably all ask. And the questions that we ask, they will shape us. One of my favorite quotes comes from a family pastor at a church in South Carolina. And this is what he says. "The great leaders of tomorrow are the great question askers of today." Isn't that true? The great leaders of tomorrow are the great question askers of today. And my advice to you graduates and for the rest of us is to learn how to ask great questions. We need to seek God and seek wise counsel, but we need to start understanding that there is power in a question. And so that is what we're going to be talking about this morning. James 1:5, if you have your Bibles, it's not going to be on the screen. But James 1:5 says this. "If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you." Do you hear it? If you ask God for wisdom, if you ask God the question, it will be given to you. You see, there is power in a question. And here's the reality, though. It's not just for students or graduating students. The questions we ask as adults are important as well. And we need to continue to ask questions. Except for our questions probably look a little different, right? Like if you're someone like me in my shoes, about a month ago, the question that I asked was fulfilled, and that was, "Will you marry me?" And 1 month ago, we got married, yes. And surprisingly, she said yes, so that was awesome. But this is the season of life that I'm in. I'm asking questions like, how can I be a good husband? What does the vision that God has for our lives? And honestly, the people that I'm surrounded by and a lot of the leaders in student ministry and friends of mine, they're asking similar questions. Who will I date? Who will I marry? What do I want my life to look like? To give you an example, in a year's time, I will be a groomsman in 4 weddings, right? This is just the season of life I'm in. But the season of life that you're in and the questions that you're asking might be different. If you're single, you're probably asking questions like, what are you doing tonight? What should I watch on Netflix? Who should I date? Will their kids be there? Like, most of the time when you ask that, it's like, will kids be there? Aren't they old enough to stay home? Like, if you have a married friend with kids, you're like, aren't your kids old enough? No, they're 2 years old. Where should I pick up dinner tonight? Because I'm not making it myself. And this is a question students ask all the time, and it gets on my nerves. They ask the question, who's going, right? If there's an event or they're doing something, hey, who's going? And as someone who plans the events and thinks through it and prepares and spends money, and I'm just like, who cares? Just show up, right? That's the point, is showing up. If you're a parent, I ask some parents on Facebook some of the questions their kids ask or that they ask their kids. I love these. Did you brush your teeth? Are you going to eat your food? Why don't you listen? Is your homework done? This is kind of like a run-on series of questions that I envision the mom just saying it like this. Who are you going with? What will you be doing? Where will this be? When will you get home? And why can't I go? Was that you or the baby that let that smell out? Or I don't know if moms have ever said this. I'm thinking this hypothetically. Is this chocolate or is this something else? Here's a question my dad always asked me. Where have you been? Usually, though, it's like, where have you been? This one, did you wash your hands? Can you put your phone down for a minute? Every teenage parent every parent who has teenagers in here is just like, yeah. The last one for parents, why did you do that? You know, if you're retired in here, you might be asking questions like this. What time does Bob Evans open? Right? Which I found out is 7 a.m. I found that out yesterday. It's 7 a.m. When is our tea time today? What gifts can I give my grandkids? How can I use my time wisely? Or as my grandparents ask, who have 972 cookie jars, how many more cookie jars can I get and where can I put them? You see, we all ask questions. We all ask questions. And so, the reality is, though, that we're probably asking some deeper questions. We're probably asking questions like this. Why am I alone? Why do I feel so lonely? Why are my kids so difficult to work with? What is my purpose in this life? Who can I trust? Do I have any worth? Why is parenting so hard? Am I making a difference? Or did I make a difference? How much longer do I have to live? Does my work matter? Why do I feel so distant from my spouse? What will happen to my family when I'm gone? Is God even real? And how did I get into this mess? You see, there is power in a question. We all have questions. We all have questions. You know, in the beginning of our life, we're just simply trying to form questions. And if you're in middle school, you're asking like a million questions, all right? And you're just trying to zone them in. But in the end, the questions that we ask and don't ask, they end up forming us. The questions we ask and don't ask end up forming us. You know that the Bible is filled with questions. It is filled with questions. Here's just a list of questions it asks. In Genesis 3, God is saying to Adam and Eve, who just ate fruit and now they're hiding from God, where are you? In Exodus 3, It says this, then Moses said to God, behold, I'm going to the sons of Israel, and I will say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you. Now they may say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. He said, and then he said to them, you should say to the sons of Israel, I am has sent me to you. Or how about this? In Luke 18, good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Romans 8, if God is for us, who can be against us? John 21, do you love me? Genesis 3, who told you you were naked? Job 38, I love this one. Where were you when I laid the earth's foundation? Tell me if you understand. Ezekiel 37, and then he said to me, son of man, can these bones live? Matthew 27, my God, why have you forsaken me? Romans 6, shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? And Mark 8, what good is it for someone to gain the whole world yet forsake their soul? You see, there is power in a question. The question is not what sort of questions will I have, but what to do with these questions. So this is what I need everyone to do, all right? Everyone hold out their index finger, all right? Everyone got their index finger out? Oh, no. Go to your neighbor and says, pull this. No, I'm joking. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Point to yourself. Point to yourself. Because the question we're going to be asking this morning is ultimately about us. It is a question that we will need to answer one day. This is a question that I believe is the most profound and powerful question that the whole scriptures have to offer. This is a question that nonprofits have been started by. This is a question that communities have been shaped by and lives have been changed. There have been people who have literally sold everything that they have because of this question. This is a question that we will all have to answer one day. We can't escape this question. This is a question that we will need to answer. So let's set it up. If you have your Bibles, turn to Matthew 16. This is a story, starting in verse 13. This is a story where Jesus is talking to his disciples. And he's talking to all of them, but then he zones in on one guy. His name's Simon. And this question was so profound, was so powerful, that because of this question, Simon's name was changed to Peter. Literally, his identity was changed because of the power of this question. So, if you have your Bibles open, Matthew 16, verse 13 says this, then Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, and he asked his disciples, who do people say that the Son of Man is? They replied, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. But what about you? He asked. And here's our question of the morning. Who do you say that I am? Who do you say that I am? He zones in and asks, who do you, not the person next to you, not a certain demographic, you, who do you say that I am? This is a question we will all have to answer. And this is how Simon Peter answers. He says, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Awesome. Jesus replies, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter. You notice that his identity is changed, a new name. And on this rock, I will build my church. Jesus gives him a purpose after answering this question. And the gates of Hades will not overcome, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And he ordered his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. You see, here in this text, in this moment, Jesus zones in and says, "Who do you say that I am?" He focuses in. Peter, who do you say that I am? And Peter responds, "You're the Messiah. You are the one who rescues. You are the one who saves." And because of this answer, because that he answers correctly, Jesus gives him a new identity. He gives him a new purpose of leading the charge in the church, and he gives him a new heading. You see, when you answer this question, when I answer this question, Jesus gives us a purpose. Follow me. He gives us a sense of identity. And the question is something that we all will have to answer, because there is power in a question. God is wanting you and me to answer this question, because here's the reality. Jesus is more than just a good ethical teacher. Jesus is more than just a good church experience once a week or a couple times a month. Jesus is more than just a person you pray to when everything's going bad. Jesus is the one who laid down his life for us because we were rebellious in sin and he needed to rescue us. He is the one who has sent his spirit in us and has given us his word and called us to be a people who love like him. He has given a mission to us. He has given us freedom. He has given us everything that we have. And we get all this by answering this question, because there is power in a question. I remember when I answered this question. I was 16 years old. I was someone who was a people pleaser. I don't know if there are any people pleasers in here, but I was one who always said yes. If someone asked me to do something, I would do it. If someone wanted me to say something, I would do it. And I was pulled in so many different directions. And I remember, I don't know why I remember this, I was holding a bag of trash. I was taking it out and being a good son, I was doing that. And I remember just in that moment being so torn. I was being torn so many different ways in my life at that time, of who people wanted me to be. And my identity was found in what everyone else was saying. And I'm holding this bag, and I couldn't help but think of this scripture where it says, "But Eddie, who do you say that I am?" And I remember, I'm probably the only one in this whole world that cried holding the trash bag, but I'm holding this trash bag and I'm just weeping. I'm weeping because I knew in my heart that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And I knew that Jesus was going to be my heading. I knew Jesus was going to be my identity and my purpose. He was the one that was ultimately I was going to listen to. And that moment on, that shaped me. That formed me. Man, I stopped listening to all the different chatterboxes in my life, and I started leaning into what God had for my life. And I'm up here today simply as that, just learning to listen to that. And here's the reality, is I answered that question when I was 16, but you might be 45 or 65 in here, and you might need to answer that question. It doesn't matter where you're at, doesn't matter what you've done so far. We all have the opportunity right now to answer this question. Because the power of a question and the power of this question can give you a new identity. This question and the power of a question can give you a new identity. And what I'm really believing this morning is that God is wanting you and your identity to be found in Him. That you would be able to answer this question, Jesus, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. I've messed up. I've done all these things wrong, God, but I need you. I'm leaning in to you. So my challenge to you this morning is to answer the question. Because one day, we all will answer this question. Let me pray. Father, we thank you just for who you are. God, that you are a God who loves us, who is crazy about us. You're so crazy you sent your one and only Son to die on a cross for us. God, we thank you for that. God, I pray right now for every single person in this room, God, that they would lean in and they would answer this question. That you would stir in their hearts and just ask them, who do you say that I am? Jesus, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. God, when we thank you that there is freedom and life in Him, we pray all these things in His name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this message, The Power of a Question, with Student Ministries Pastor Eddie Smith. For service times and more information about Journey Christian Church, please log on to our website anytime at journeychristian.com or call 407-88-GRACE. That's 407-884-7223.